won 7 of the last 9 meetings between these two rivals. Think for the instance. Kershaw has given up a career-high 21 homers this season. Buster on the bag. Buster Posey is playing first base today. He's been a good hitter throughout his career when playing that position.
Thanks, Q3. We'll be right back with the Junior Dodger broadcast.
On the DL since September 1st.
First pitch, swung on for a strike.
Kershaw leads the majors in ERA, 2.26.
Second pitch, popped up, shallow center, and caught. For the first out, first filler caught that.
The Giants have had trouble with left-handed pitchers this season.
Kershaw up to bat is Kelby Tomlinson. First pitch, strike.
Tomlinson has a 26-63 average with only one home run this season and 49 hits.
Second pitch, little check swing, but ball in the dirt. No, he did not swing.
On deck is Buster Posey. He's batting .316 on the season with 12 home runs and 64 RBIs.
In this game, he will be playing first base instead of catcher, which is pretty rare.
Buster Posey is overall the best hitter on the Giants. Here's 2-1 pitch. Swung on. Count is now 2-2.
In 13 home starts this season, Kershaw has gone 8-2 with a 2.72 ERA.
Here's pitch, popped up, right fielder will make the catch for the second out.
First baseman,
28, Buster Posey. Curtis Granderson is pretty new to the Dodgers. I think he should do well this game.
Hopefully.
I mean, yeah, he has 25 homers on the season. So, you know, hopefully he can come through this game.
Foul.
First pitch to Posey, popped up, foul ball. Count is 0-1.
Posey is hitting .248 in his career against Kershaw.
Second pitch, taken for a strike. The count moves to 0-2.
Kershaw has the lowest career ERA in Dodger history.
Time is called.
So far, it's been an easy inning for Clayton.
Third pitch, on strike three. That is out. Three outs. Here we go. Going into the bottom of the first. No score. The Dodgers lineup.
Batting first is Chris Taylor. Batting second is Corey Seager. Batting third is Cody Bellinger. Then Curtis Granderson, Logan Forsythe, Chase Utley, Dasmani Grandal, Jock Peterson, then Clayton Kershaw.
Thanks, Audrey. Here's Dupree for the Giants defense.
In left field, you have Mac Williamson. Center field, Gorky Hernandez. Right field, Hunter Pence. Third base, Pablo Sandoval. Shortstop, Brandon Crawford. Second base, Kelby Tomlinson. First base, Buster Posey. At the pitcher's mound, Chris Stratton. And catching, Nick Hundley.
Here's Chris Taylor stepping up to bat. First at bat of the game for him. is 0 for his last 7. First pitch, take it for a strike, count is 0-1. Chris Taylor is batting 289 with 21 home runs and 69 RBIs. Swung on for second strike, crowd is on too.
Chris Stratton has a 3.94 ERA. Chris Taylor currently ranks among the NL leaders in batting average.
Pitch swung on, grounded to first base, Buster Posey flips on to Chris Stratton for the first out.
Now up to bat, Corey Seager.
He's batting 295 with 20 home runs and 71 RBIs.
He won Rookie of the Year. Has 20 hits this year against San Francisco.
First pitch a little outside, but taken for ball one.
Corey Seager is currently leading the National League shortstop in runs, doubles, and walks this season.
First pitch, or second pitch, just a little cut, check swing, still a little bit too inside for ball two. On deck is Cody Bellinger. He's batting 274 with 39 home runs and 94 RBIs. Next pitch, popped up, foul. Count is 2-1.
Corey Seager has a 561 slugging average against San Francisco this year.
Here's the pitch. A little inside again. Count is 3-1.
Corey Seager was also in the National League All-Star team this year for the second consecutive season.
Next pitch, popped up, left side, foul. The count is now full count, one out. Swung on, again, popped up to the left side. Again, count still, it's count stays to 3-2.
Chris Stratton is a right-handed pitcher, and his record is 3-3.
Here's the full count pitch. Taken outside. Oh, remember. Strike out, looking.
Didn't look like a strike to me.
Nah, didn't either.
Now up to bat is Cody Bellinger. He has a sensational season with 39 home runs. They have seen Wally Berger and Frank Robinson in the most home runs in a single season by a National League rookie.
Leading the Dodgers for the most home runs is Cody Bellinger.
The only rookies in history who have hit the most homers than Bellinger are Mark McGwire and Aaron Judge.
First pitch taken for ball. 1-0 is the count. Here's the second pitch. Again, almost the same place. Ball, 2-0.
Aaron Judge has had a sensational year this year, as well as Cody Bellinger.
Probably compare those two people.
Ooh.
Big power swing for strike one.
Yep. Bellinger just needs one more home run to be the only third player in the major league history to hit at least 40 home runs in his age 21 or younger.
I mean, that could happen.
Very young to hit 39 home runs.
Yep.
Wow, another really big power swing. He's swinging for the fences. The count moves to 2-2. He's trying to hit a home run right here.
Needs to be swinging for the fences.
I mean... 2-2, taken outside. Wow, that was, I think
a little close.
The umpire
for
gave that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Count is full count. Two outs, 3-2. Here's the pitch. swung. High ball. Deep center, but it is caught by the center fielder.
Definitely trying to hit a home run.
That was close.
Giants need to win this so they don't get another 100 loss season.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back with the top of the second inning. No score.
Welcome back to the Dodgers Junior broadcast. It is the second inning and still 0-0. We have Clayton Kershaw on the mound.
Hunter Pence is up with a .255 batting average and 12 home runs. Giants are not having a year that they'd like to have, but I mean, hey, everybody has off seasons, but hopefully, not. I mean, as a Dodge fan, not hopefully, but they might get back next season.
Strike one. Giants are just trying not to get another 100 loss season. Kershaw has only 10 pitches in the first inning. Now it's 1-1. Swing, and it is a ball. 2-1. Hunter Pence leads the team with Buster Posey at 64 RBIs.
Ooh, foul.
Swing, foul, 2-2. Got right up here close to us. Hunter Pence is batting 255 with 12 home runs and 64 RBIs.
A pin.
And got it. Base hit. He will stay on first for a zero out single. A humpback line drive into center field.
That is the first hit of the ball game so far. So
almost looked like he was going to turn it into two.
Yeah, he was rounding the base. Very aggressive on the base path right there.
Yeah.
But I think it was a good decision to go back with the near base coach because he would have been out by a mile.
Today, Hunter Pence is playing right field. Now up is Nick Hundley with a .246 batting average, 8 home runs. Kershaw pitches, and it is foul. Foul. Almost got there. Yep. 0-1.
Keep in mind, Kershaw is a lefty, so Hunter Pence has to be really careful on if he's going to steal or what he's going to do, because as a lefty, Kershaw is allowed to lift his
catch his front foot and then still be able to throw back to first. So you have to wait until he motions that he is throwing to the plate. So
Kershaw does have a very good pickoff move, so he does have to be careful.
Stares him right down.
Today, Nick Hundley is playing catcher, which Buster Posey usually plays catcher. Curveball for a strike, 0-2. Okay.
We cannot let Hunter Pence get into scoring position because Hunter Pence is very aggressive.
Oh.
A hit, but it's foul.
That was almost gone. If we just kept it a little foul, I think that had home run distance, but
yeah,
just barely made a foul.
On deck, still 0-2. On deck is Brandon Crawford, with the most home runs on the Giants, with 14.
And he is batting .249.
With 72 RBIs.
Here's the pitch, and a swing. Strikeout.
So now there's a double play. They could turn two.
Same inning.
See, so.
There's one
low pitch to get him swinging for strike three. There's no way he was going to ever hit that. Yeah.
There is one out with Brandon Crawford up. Got to be careful with Brandon Crawford. He's a very, very good hitter.
Today he is playing shortstop. And he...
Brandon Crawford is not very good against Kershaw. 125 average. Four hits.
Double play.
And it's out. One. And another.
Double play. Double play. That was a beautiful double play. 4-6-2 double play. Beautiful.
Let's take a break. 0-0. And we'll be back with the bottom of the second. He has 25 home runs. Strike. Curveball inside for a strike. 0-1. And it is another, or a ball. 1-1.
Curtis Granderson has had a long career with 1,654 hits
in the pitch, and it's a strike, 1-2. That pitch was 78 miles per hour.
Very slow.
Yep. Another pitch, the ball, 2-2.
The Giants are seeking consecutive series victories for the first time since August 4th through 6th versus Arizona and August 7th through 9th versus Chicago.
2-2. That pitch was 93 miles per hour. Pretty fast.
Granderson is batting 207 on the season with the Dodgers.
And a pitch. And it is a big hit for Curtis Granderson. Went right over his head. Now off Logan Forsythe.
In short right field was Kelby Thompson. The ball barely got over his head, I think because he was positioned the wrong way. He was facing the wrong way, and it just barely got over the tip of his glove. Still a pretty nice hit for Curtis Granderson.
Now up Logan Forsythe. He has had 5 home runs and batting .226. Here comes the pitch, and it is a strike. 0-1.
Granderson getting a pretty big lead on first base. I'm surprised he hasn't thrown over yet.
Another pitch. It is a bit high, but so it's a ball. 1-1. Chris Jatton has had 24 pitches so far in the second inning. And he tries to throw Curtis Granderson out. He is
just too quick.
Posey has literally stayed on the bag holding Granderson on his whole bat so far. So I think they have a clue that he might try to steal or they try to just pick them off.
Another pitch. It is popped up. And it is snapped. Logan Forsythe got a double off the wall. A double for Logan Forsythe. Granderson is on third. The Dodgers have people on second and third with no one out. Now Chase Utley batting .230 and has 8 home runs and 33 RBIs.
RBI chance for Chase Utley here in the bottom of the second. I think this is going to be one of the bigger at bats of the game because there's a chance for 2 runs, and if this game stays a low-scoring game, I think these 2 runs might really help.
2 runners in scoring position. Chase Utley up to bat.
Chase Utley, a good contact hitter.
And the pitch is, and it's caught by Buster Posey.
What a great play by Buster Posey. Just leaps up there and catches it.
That was a pretty strong hit from Chase Utley, but Buster Posey was just in the right position.
Now we're up to Yasmani Grindal.
It was 96 miles per hour off the bat.
Yasmani Grindal has an average of .242 and 20 home runs
with 52 RBIs.
I think a single would score both runners.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how fast Forsythe is, but it definitely would score Granderson.
And the pitch is 92 miles per hour and ball. 1-0.
Yasmani Grindal has 125 strikeouts this season. Career high. Needs to make more contact.
Yeah, I agree.
Me too.
And then the second pitch It is a strike, 1-0.
On this day in Giants history, the Giants defeated the Astros 5-4 with Willie Mays driving in 3 runs.
On deck is Jack Peterson, playing left field today. Here's the pitch, a pop-up.
We have a chance to tag
and
up.
And he's going. And Curtis Granderson is going. Hey. Wow, really close play at the plate. Granderson is there in time. Dodgers now lead 1-0.
That was really good. Mm-hmm.
It was a quick call by the home plate umpire. Foresight, it made it to third. Chuck Peterson up with a batting average of 208 and 11 home runs.
He's back from AAA, getting a little break to work on his stance and just his game in just the total.
I think he had his foot in the bucket a little bit.
Hopefully he can come out and show what he's got right now and come back with the RBI.
Hopefully he can make it 2-0 or even 3-0.
Dance has changed just a little bit. I noticed that.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. And it is 78 miles per hour and a ball.
Chuck Peterson changed his stance by getting a little more low. I think it's helped him.
Yes.
I think
a little more closed as well.
I think it helped him because he can now get a little bit more of those low pitches.
Here's the pitch. And it is a strike. 1-1. That pitch was 91 miles per hour. This is a situation where a line drive is just as good as a home run. Kershaw is on deck. Here's the pitch and a strike.
Big power swing.
The count is now 1-2.
Clayton Kershaw batting with an average of 170. One of the better hitting pitchers in the league.
Yeah, compared to Jatton hitting 91 hits.
And Kershaw has 2 RBIs with it.
Here's the pitch. Foul.
Nice count by a fan in the stands.
Yeah.
He bobbled it and then brought it back in.
Count is still...
We could put him in left field.
1-2.
It's a nice souvenir.
Count is still 1-2. Jatton has 33 pitches so far.
Chuck Peterson with the signature eye black on.
Here's the pitch. And it is 97 miles per hour and a ball. Yeah, 79 miles per hour.
The umpire gave him something there. I thought that was a strike.
Kershaw on deck. It would be great if Peterson could get a single.
I don't think Kershaw, when he's up to bat, I don't think he can do much because pitchers really struggle hitting.
3-2 count. Full count.
Yeah, yep.
Count is now full. Pitch. He swings at it. Foul.
Big swing there.
Definitely trying to get a big hit.
Very big swing.
If I were Josh Peterson, I'd just be going for that RBI single because, two runs in the majors, it's not little league, so it's hard to get runs. So it's not like they just throw errors at third and home. So
yeah.
This is a key at bat for him.
If I were Peterson, I would try to hit it in the
just a gap
center or right center gap because it's wide open.
Yeah, definitely. Here's the pitch, and it is a walk. Now up to bat, Clayton Kershaw. Hopefully he can get a hit. As we said before, Clayton Kershaw is one of the better.
You know, and it's two outs, so you really have no option to bunt or anything. So, you know, let's see if he can just maybe hit a single right in the gap or anything.
Yeah, hopefully he can drive four side in. If he hits it right through the center, wide open.
Hopefully he doesn't use too much energy for this at bat because
still needs to pitch.
Need to pitch.
Here's the pitch. It is a ball.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Well, looks like a ball from up here. Kershaw is fine with that as long as he gets called later. Ooh, foul. Kershaw has a very open stance. Count is now 0-2. If Kershaw gets a hit right here, we are in a very good position with Chris Taylor and Corey Seager up next.
Definitely. Top of the order.
Here's the pitch.
Healing.
Is he safe? No throw.
No throw down the second.
Now Peterson is on second. Count is 1-2.
Now we have two runners in scoring position. So Kershaw manages to get a single that might even bring in Jock Peterson from second base.
Hopefully he does. Peterson on second. Both the hitters are leading off of it. Here's the pitch. 2-2.
Logan Forsythe on third.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on in the second inning. With Clayton Kershaw, number 22. Lots of twos.
She's all around.
Here he swings. Ground to infield. And the inning's over. The score is 1-0, second inning. Now we are going to the top of the third.
Beautiful day, 1-0, Dodgers leading over the Giants.
Okay, up is Pablo Sandoval with a batting average of .213 and 8 home runs. Facing Clayton Kershaw. They call Pablo Sandoval Panda sometimes because of his size.
That's a little weird nickname, but okay.
Interesting name.
I'll take it. I like pandas. Do you like pandas?
Yes, I do. see if Kershaw can strike Panda out.
Yep. Mr. Panda. Hashtag Panda.
Sandoval is stepping in the box with a .213 batting average.
First pitch is fouled off, and a good catch by the fan. 0-1 is the count. Eight home runs and 25 RBIs this year for Paul Bo. Grounded short. Corey Seager got him at first.
Good reach off the bag by Cody Bellinger. He's really big. I'm not really sure how tall he is, but he's pretty tall, and that's why he's a really good first baseman, because his legs are long and his arms are really long too. So all you got to do is just lean off the bag, put your arm out, or your hand out, and you know.
And what an amazing throw by Corey Seager.
It helps.
Now up is Mack Williamson with a .203 batting average, 2 home runs, and 5 RBIs. First pitch is fouled off. Counts 0-1. Been a lot of foul balls in this game.
Yep, but, you know, it's good because, you know, it just works to count.
Matt Williamson was called up from AAA this year.
Yeah, was Manny Grandal giving Kershaw the sign.
Pitch on its way. A little high. Now the count is 1-1 with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. One out. Pitch on its way. Low this time for ball two.
He's batting 100 against his, in his career, he's batting 100 against Kershaw with one hit and 7 strikeouts.
Wow.
Which is not the best, but I mean, hey, it's Clayton Kershaw, so what do you expect?
Strike two. The count is now 2-2.
I think he might strike out his 8th time against Clayton Kershaw.
So do I. Clayton Kershaw, I feel like he's going to pull out one of his tricks on him. Might throw him a curve right here. Oh, chip down the line. Almost.
As Manny Grandal made a good play. Cody Bellinger just didn't get scooped in time.
Flipped it to first, tried to get him, but Mack Williamson was just too fast.
Looks like Yasmani is holding his back or something.
A little bumped up on that play.
But looks like he's okay and will go back behind the
now net. Up is Chris Stratton with a .091 batting average, 0 home runs, and 0 RBIs. Something likely to happen is a double play right here. And a bunt. A bunt would come in handy right here.
He is the pitcher, so I'm not expecting much from him.
Pitch on its way.
There is the bunt.
Bunted it. Ooh, good play by Bellinger. Got him at first. 3-4 put out. But now the Giants have Mack Williamson in scoring position at second base. We have Gorky Hernandez up at the plate. Lead off. Back at the top.
That was a nice little slide by Bellinger to get there in time to make sure that he was out at first. And I think he was also trying to go and catch that, see if they can double him up. But it was able to happen.
Gorky's looking for his first home run in this year. Pitch on its way. Strike right down the middle. Spicy didn't swing at that one.
That was a 93-mile-per-hour pitch. Pretty good pitch, but the count moves to 0-1
count with a runner on second and 2 outs. Just looking to throw it to first. Oh, in the dirt. 1-1. 90-mile-an-hour.
Dodgers are looking for another good score.
Thank you.
as I said, Gorky's looking for his first home run in this season.
Dodgers are looking for another no-score inning.
But
Kershaw with that slow one.
Little wind-up.
Ooh, there we go. Jack, that's a strike. One more strike to end this inning.
One ball, two strikes.
He just gets one more. Dodgers are up to bat with Chris
Taylor.
Off
the Dodgers.
On deck for the Giants is Kelby Tomlinson. Kershaw can get him struck out right here. That's what we need. Ooh, looks like a good pitch, but guess I didn't see it.
That was 90 miles per hour.
Fernandez has 11 strikeouts against Kershaw.
And only 4 hits with an average of 103.
Which is a little better than Stratton, but, you know.
Bowed it off. The Giants just need 2 more victories over their final 7 games to avoid the franchise first 100 loss season since 1985.
The Dodgers are 98-57, and so they might hope, they hopefully will get that 100
wins
this season.
Yep, hopefully. They lost the chance to tie the record last night when they lost to the Giants.
But the night before they did win the NLDS.
Pitch on its way. Oh,
and
hit. Little check swing. Fouled off.
That didn't look like a full swing.
Count
I
is 2-2. Looked like he stopped midway through the swing. Giants Hunter Strickland celebrates his 29th birthday today. Happy birthday to him. Maybe they can get a win for his birthday.
Yep.
Nice birthday present.
So, we're Dodgers fans, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice for him, but I mean,
Gorky's is playing center field today, number 66. In the dirt.
He did not swing.
That is a 3-2 count, full count. If we can get him right here, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Kershaw has a very slow form.
Wind up pretty much like.
Pitch is on its way.
Strike three.
Strikeout.
That is a 12th strikeout against Kershaw.
Wow. Now it is time to take a break. It is the bottom of the third. And the score is 1-0.
Bottom of the third with a score of 1-0. The Dodgers are leading over the
Giants. Up to that is Chris Taylor, and pitching is Chris Stratton. A battle of the Chris's right now.
Yeah. Who
Chris
wins?
Taylor has 21 home runs. Pretty good. Hopefully he can get a hit right now.
Yes.
He has hit 3 grand slams.
Wow.
In his career. There's a strike, count as 0-1. Almost looks like a slider right there. Chris Taylor has finished the month of July with his... There's a hit! But it is caught by Gorkys Hernandez. Now up, Corey Seager. Batting with a .295 average. That is very good. 20 home runs and 71 RBIs. Hopefully he can get a hit right here. Maybe raise his average to over 300. Hopefully. Pitch. It's a ball. So left count is 1-0. Corey also has a brother in the league named Kyle Seager, and he plays for the Mariners. Here's the pitch. Strike. Count is 1-1. Very powerful swing from Corey Seager.
Dodgers, a lot of them have been showing from early in the count, they've been showing a lot of power swings. I wonder what the reason for that is.
Next pitch. Oh, it's hit. Hit to left. Hit there, go all the way.
Oh,
very caught on the warning track. Right up against the wall. Green. Now it's Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger leads the Dodgers with 39 home runs. Very impressive for a rookie. Cody Bellinger and Corey Seager have a very similar stance. See if he can hit a home run right here. Ball in the dirt.
Cody Bellinger.
1-0.
Actually ranks third in the National League in slugging percentage. He is .600.
Two outs. Oh, there's a strike. The count is 1-1. Looked a little outside, but close. Got to swing at those close ones.
Cody Bellinger is definitely going for his 40th home run.
I would be too.
There's a ball. 2-1. Batters count. Batters love a 2-1 count.
He has had 6 of his 39 home runs were multi-homer runs.
Oh, there's a big hit. And it is foul over on the left field wall. Foul.
That is how the shortstop is playing a little bit on the right side of second. And then second base is playing deep in that a little bit shallow outfield, a little shallow right field. So they definitely know he's a big hitter, and I think
notice Yasiel Puig is not playing today.
Yeah, there's like no one at third base, like by third base.
He can get a little check swing right down third base.
They're taking a chance here because there's a gap.
Very deep shift on.
We want a home run, but that would be great if we get a hit, like, down third base.
Foul ball. The count is now 3-2.
Second deck. He hit that off all the way up to the second deck. Pretty impressive.
Hunter Pence, the right fielder, is almost on the warning track. That's how deep they are. Granderson up next. Check swing! Right down the third base line.
Perfect swing.
Slap the ball in left field. There were no infielders in sight. They were all on the right side of the infield.
That was a perfect place to get a hit.
That's what I
now
all for that.
Curtis Granderson.
I knew there was a gap there, and so that was a little bit risky out that shift, but Hey, he wants out.
Chris Granderson up. He's been hitting pretty good. It's almost like every hit he has, it's a home run.
Yep, 25 home runs.
Catcher's going down to talk to Chris.
Granderson was recently traded from the Mets. See if Curtis Granderson can maybe drive in Cody Bellinger. Yeah. Again, there's two out. Yasiel Puig not playing today. His sixth home run since joining the Dodgers was on August 18th. There is a strike. Granderson thought it was inside. The count is 0-1. He has been batting .298 with runners in scoring position and two outs. So hopefully he does that today. Pitch coming. Inside, almost hit him. Count is 1-1. Two outs. Third inning. On deck, we have Logan Forsythe. Last inning, he got to third base, so hopefully he can do that again for the Dodgers.
Ooh,
check swing, first strike. Count is 1-2 now. Pitch was 91 miles per hour. Pitcher can now throw some junk at his way. Got to be careful with Granderson because he likes some outside pitches. Yep. Oh, there's a good swing.
Strike three
outs. We're going into the fourth. We will be right back.
Welcome back, guys. It's the top of the fourth inning. Dodgers are up 1-0. Leading off the top of the fourth is Kelby Tomlinson. On deck is first baseman Buster Posey. Kelby Tomlinson is batting .263 on the year with one home run and 11 RBIs. Definitely not the best, but
hopefully Kershaw can strike him out right here.
Yes.
Yep.
First pitch taken for strike one.
Kershaw in running for the Cy Young Award this year. It feels like he's almost in the Cy Young Award running every year. Yeah, hopefully he wins.
Second pitch popped up foul. Just a little bit behind the Giants dugout. The count is now 0-2.
A fan almost made a very good catch.
Kershaw has given up 16 home runs versus the Giants, so hopefully doesn't make that 17 today.
Here is the third pitch of the at-bat.
Check.
No, he did not swing. The home plate umpire goes on to check with the first base umpire, right-hand side one. but he said no, he did not go around, so it is 1-2.
Kershaw has given up a career high 21 home runs this season. He doesn't want to make that 22 today.
No.
Another
Jack
Swing, and he
wins. And he is out.
Okay, one out. Hit by Kershaw.
Now up is Buster Posey. He's batting 316 with 12 home runs, 64 RBIs. He's the only person on the team who's batting over 300.
Kershaw's ERA versus the Giants is 162, and his ERA at home is 2.05. The D-backs have clinched their postseason berth.
First pitch to Posey, taken little inside, low, ball one.
Dodgers could very well face the Diamondbacks in the National League Division Series.
Second pitch, grounded to shortstop Corey Seager, thrown on at Cody Bellinger for the second out.
Kershaw has looked great. Only 42 pitches. And 3 2/3 inning pitch. And giving up 2 hits. Hopefully the Dodgers don't face the Diamondbacks, because the Diamondbacks do pretty good against them.
The Diamondbacks started the Dodgers, like, little slump. I think they started their little slump.
Yeah.
First pitch taken, ball one.
Tyler Pence is very aggressive on swinging and running the bases.
Yeah.
He's a very well ball player, but not as good as Kershaw.
Second pitch. Taken. The count is now 1-1. The 93-mile-per-hour pitch, which is extremely fast.
Hunter Pence has hit 26 infield hits, the fourth most in the National League.
Kershaw steps off the mound for a little.
See if he can't strike him out right here.
Has the sign, and here's the pitch.
Foul.
A little
last second swing.
He kind of like shot it to the right, up into the second deck, a line drive, but foul.
Yeah.
The count is now, it's 1-2.
That was a very, like, strong, hard hit.
Let's see if Kershaw can strike him out.
Could have been a very scary moment for the fans.
Yeah,
good thing it didn't hit anybody.
Little high, count is 2-2. Top four here, scores one. Dodgers on top, 1-0.
Hunter Pence's career home runs is 219.
Little dribbler to third baseman, and and that, I don't know, is that a hit or an error? I don't know what they're
going to
call it. It'll be a base hit, yeah. Forsythe would have had to make a really good barehanded play to get that out. Second infield single that Kershaw has given up today, up to bat, is Nick Hundley. He is batting 246, 8 home runs, and 30 RBIs.
Hunter Pence adding that infield hit to his book. Very good infield hit. Not see if he's going to steal here.
I don't think he'll steal because there's two outs.
Nick Hundley is the catcher today. There's a hit.
Right over the second base. Just over Chase Utley's head for a single. Now, runners are on first and second. There's a runner in scoring position. Up to bat now is Brandon Crawford.
Very dangerous hitter.
Lefty-lefty matchup right now. He's batting 249 with 14 home runs and 72 RBIs.
That would have been a very good play for Chase Utley. Kershaw needs to be careful with Crawford right here, because you never know with Crawford. Very dangerous hitter. He can hit one over.
That's pretty much the same thing that happened in the second or the third. It clearly got over the second baseman's glove. So there's been a lot of little hits that have dropped for singles out there. So
Brandon Crawford has had 14 home runs, the most in the lineup today.
Luchek swing going down, and it is taken for strike one. So runners on first and second here in the top of the fourth. Dodgers are still on top. 1-0, count is 0-1.
Francis Crawford leads the team in doubles, RBI, and ranks second in homers. Hunter Pence doesn't have very much speed, but he's just quick. And he gets
long on for strike two.
Very aggressive.
0-2. So Kershaw is ahead of this at bat. He has taken control fully now with runners on second, first and second. And he's probably got to feel a little relieved because Dodgers are only up by one, so he doesn't want to let that run in. So here's the 0-2 pitch.
Second, but he sometimes plays third.
First pitch taken. I think that was a little outside, but taken for a strike.
Forsyth playing third because of Utley. Utley's natural position is second.
And Justin Turner is not in the game today.
Yeah.
Second pitch is a ball. Count is 1-1.
Forsyth got a double in the second inning. So hopefully he can do that again, or even get a chip over or a home run. Justin Turner, a little banged up.
Swing, going, and yes, he did swing, which means the count is now 1-2. There's been a lot of little check swings in this game, but that is the first one that has been called a strike. And yes, and that's the first one that they said that he did swing. Here we go, here's the pitch. No, he did not, but so the count goes to 2-2.
The pitcher, Chris Jatton, was drafted by San Francisco in the first round of the 2012 First Player Draft.
Wow, that almost got him. That almost got his knuckle or something.
Yeah.
So inside, the count is now, it's now full count. Let's see what's going to happen here.
Hopefully he gets a hit.
Swung high, deep to right. That throws the right fielder and makes the catch.
For a second, I thought that was a foul.
Yeah. Hunter Pence with the catch.
One out. Now up is Chase Utley. On deck is Yasmani Grandal.
Now up is Chase Utley. Chase Utley has been playing baseball for a while. He is 39.
You can see those gray hairs growing.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this, otherwise he's going to track you down. I'm that old.
He's on a one-year contract, so I wonder if the Dodgers will keep him for next season.
Hopefully they do. Ball one.
Chase Utley was originally from the Phillies, and he played really well there.
Yeah. Ball two. He's taking his time, stepping in. He's getting ready for the next pitch.
Chase Utley, a very good contact hitter. Not so much power, but he can still hit home runs.
Mm-hmm. Ball three. Wow.
Grandal is getting ready on deck.
3-0 count.
You don't really want to put Chase Utley on base. He can steal.
Yeah.
Even though he's 39. His last home run was actually at San Francisco.
First strike of this at bat. The count is 3-1. I thought it was just going to be a 4-pitch walk.
Now he can pretty much swing it whatever he wants.
Ooh,
like he
another
does.
Swing count is now from 3-0, now it's full count. Swung on top of the slider.
Very dirty. His career hit streak was 35 hits in a row. Very good. That was in 2006.
Next pitch, swung on, little ground ball.
Another infield hit. I thought he was going to be out there.
Yeah, it was a good field, and he filled it really nicely, and he just bobbled it. I don't know what happened. Charged in, was able to get the ball, but knocked it out on the transfer. Oh, he still runs pretty well.
Now out of Yasmani Grandal. On deck is Jock Peterson. Looks like they're going to give Utley a base hit.
Yes. High fly ball! Deep center! Peterson up the bat.
Doug Peterson has some power. Has a lot of power, actually.
He has done much better after they brought him down and then brought him back up.
100 miles per hour off the bat. 409 feet, so I was pretty far off, but hey.
Personal.
I'm just a kid, so.
Today, Jock Peterson got a walk, and then he stole to second.
Another pitch for ball two.
I actually got to see Jock Peterson play in Oklahoma City this year.
Cool.
He had 3 strikeouts.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't happen today.
I don't know if he actually swung on that or if that just was a strike.
Didn't look like a strike, and it didn't look like he swung.
It was called a strike.
Doc Peterson is a lefty, so it's lefty against lefty. I think Doc Peterson likes this matchup because he can just pull it outside. He came back from the AAA on September 5th and went to AAA on August 19th. Today at Dodger Stadium, it's Fan Appreciation Night, so they're giving away those little foam fingers.
A walk.
Another walk for Doc Peterson.
Walk.
Now up.
Now walk Clayton Kershaw.
Hopefully he can get a hit this time.
But also there's one out, so I'm pretty sure he'll be bunting to avoid the double play. I mean, I think, let's see.
Yeah, so
the base coach is giving him the sign. I don't know the bunt sign, but I'm guessing there was a button there.
As you can see, the third baseman, Pablo Sandoval, is cheating in a little bit.
Kershaw is showing bunt. A little throw over back to the bag. Peterson never even was off the bag. So
yeah, he's not leaving off. Maybe Kershaw will bunt it down the first baseline since Pablo Sandoval is cheating up.
Showing bunt still.
Or he can pull back.
Utley does not throw. He did swing, so he's not bunting, at least on that one. At least not on that pitch, but the count is now 0-1.
Trying to trick the Giants. Like Max Scherzer did, he showed bunt, pulled back, and hit a home run. Wow.
Third baseman is playing in, so maybe if you just hit one barely over his head, that might get Jock Peterson even maybe for third base.
There's a bunt.
There's the bunt. Popped up back, but foul. Now, 0-2, I don't know. I don't think he'll be bunting.
Yeah.
But he might not. I don't think he will. He might be swinging away now.
Kershaw is batting 170 with 0 home runs this season and 2 RBIs. But he has gotten a lot of home runs in his career for a pitcher. He could do a push bunt right over Pablo Sandoval's head at third base.
Well, now Pablo Sandoval looks like he's playing
batting
a little back now.
Now Kershaw
is
going for it.
Great bunt up the right field line. But they do get him.
Yeah,
to
sacrifice bunt.
But that was a great bunt. Right up the line. Perfect position.
Now up is Chris Taylor.
Top of the order now, Stacey Taylor. Runner in scoring position. So there is an RBI opportunity for him. I don't know. Let's just see if he gets a hit first.
Chris Taylor has been in a little bit of a slump lately, but right before the slump, he hit an inside the park home run. Oh, wow. Chris Taylor used to be on the Mariners, and he didn't do good there, so they brought him back down to AAA for the Dodgers, and he came back up, and now he is batting first and doing excellent.
First pitch. Inside corner called for a strike.
And what some people don't know is that this Dodgers team is very young.
Yeah. I mean, in your case, you could just say except for Chase Utley, but...
Yeah.
Sorry, Chase Utley, if you're listening to this. I have nothing against you. Wow, pitch to dirt, pops up, and Doc Peterson is able to get the third on that. So a hit would score Jock, and that would make it a 4-0 game. But who knows? It hit the dirt, and it looks like it hit off of Nick Hundley's helmet. It hit just the top of the helmet, and then went right behind him. And right after he got it, Jock Peterson was basically already in third, so no point in throwing it.
Yeah, great idea for Jock to go to third.
Count is 1-1, 2 outs, runner in third base.
Can drive him in.
He's bunting with 2 outs, and he did not, and he pulled it back in time and did not swing. The count is now 2-1. Now, I know about some baseball, and I don't know about some, and I don't get what that was about, showing bunt and then pulling back. Maybe they even tricked, having a plan. I don't know, but I guess it worked.
Chris Taylor had a great July, finishing with the best batting average in the National League.
Here's the pitch. little inside. I think that looks that for ball three. But it looked like the same pitch that he got the first pitch of his at-bat, and it was called a strike. So, who knows, maybe it was a little bit up more in his hands, or maybe it was just...
If Chris Taylor gets on base, we have a big hitter, Corey Seager, up next.
Oh, man. It looks like it might go foul. It won't be gone.
Foul.
Hits off the wall. It does look like that could have been a fan interference. Who knows? Because it barely went foul, and a fan looked like he got in. He hit off the wall.
Yes.
That was a fan interference, it looks like.
Yeah.
And then the fan was looking in his glove trying to take it.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Not have made the play, but then he did grab his glove, sort of.
Yes.
Probably. It didn't have a big impact on the play.
So,
the umpires are reviewing it. I kind of feel bad for the fans. You know, who wants to get thrown out? I mean, hey, at least he got the souvenir, and it looks like
he didn't hit.
They are reviewing it.
I'm curious about what happened.
So basically, his hands were over.
I don't know.
Maybe. They should not escort the fan out. I think it was a totally... He didn't have
any chance of getting that.
He kind of leaned over, but I mean, it was foul.
Yeah. That might get
infected. Yeah, it was weird that that the fan grabbed for Prince's book. But, I mean, they might give it to him because it was a foul ball.
True.
So, I mean, I can barely see, but I don't know. I think
they are ejecting him.
I don't think Pence wants him either.
Pence just wants the out.
I can't see, but I don't know. They're still reviewing it. The fan did lean over just a little bit, but, I mean, they might give it him because, it was a foul ball. What do you guys think?
I think he should not be ejected, but the only way he would be ejected is if he grabbed Prince's glove.
Oh, I think the fan is being escorted out.
Oh. Yeah, they're secure.
The fan is being escorted out. And
everybody, everyone's booing.
They're getting booed. So, I don't think that was the right call.
They called him out. Oh.
The score is 3-0 in the bottom of the fifth, in the bottom of the
We are back with the Dodgers Junior Broadcast. It is the fifth inning, and the score is 3-0 Dodgers. Kershaw is still batting, and it looks like Pablo Sandoval will bat first. So far, Kershaw has been having a great game. Panda's up. See if he can get a hit here.
I wonder if it's time for the Giants to start warming up somebody in the bullpen, but it is still early. But, I mean, hey, they've given up three. It's 3-0. They gave up a home run last inning, so I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Popped up, and it is foul. 0-1. It looks like there's a little movement in the Giant bullpen. I don't know if they're going to start warming someone up, but
I don't see a catcher.
Yeah.
The reason Yasiel Puig is not playing today is because he was caught stealing by Buster Posey to end the Dodgers' 2-1 loss to the Giants last night. But it looked like he rolled his ankle a little bit, and I think they're going to rest
him. Second pitch, and it's a pop-up. And it looks like someone will get that.
Oh, a little communication issue.
Very confused. Taylor able to make the play.
I think
that is Taylor's ball. He is a center fielder. Now up, number 51, Mac Williamson. He is the left fielder today, batting 203, 2 runs, and 2 RBIs. Hasn't had the best season, but he might be able to get a hit today.
His career batting average is .221. Not very high.
Here's the pitch and swing. Strike. Strike one.
I do see somebody warming up in the Giants pen now. So
yeah.
It is kind of early, but I mean, hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. So yeah, I do see somebody. I think it's just getting loose, not fully warming up.
Maybe we can confirm who that is in a minute.
Look at the on Dick Sekel too. And then second pitch, and it is a strike, 0-2.
The Giants have a pinch hitter for Stratton. That means,
yeah,
call him to the pin.
Yeah, Stratton's day is probably done.
Unless they bring him in.
Here goes Kershaw, and it is a...
Oh,
almost caught by Chase Utley, and single.
Yeah.
Just made it through the middle, single.
Oh, now, here's a pinch hitter for the Giants. It looks like number 43 is Lewis out. No, wait, that can't be.
Tim Furtick-Witt. It's Tim Furtick-Witt.
When we confirm that, we will tell you.
Tim Furtick-Witt.
Okay. Former Dodger.
So, looks like
some fans are clapping for him.
Some, but not all.
Back to catcher. Didn't do much.
He was in the
might have been in the Matt Kemp trade. Oh, there's a hit to...
Double play.
Double.
6-4-3, double play. The score is still 3-0. Dodgers are winning. We're going into the bottom of the fifth inning. Let's take a break. bottom of the fifth inning, and Dodgers are still winning, 3-0.
Wow.
See if Seager can get a hit right here.
Hopefully.
A new reliever pitcher, they had to take Staten out.
Ty Black has kind of a weird windup.
Yep.
And he is a lefty, so it's kind of like, I can see why.
A lefty against lefty. Swing for Seager, 1-1. Six of the Dodgers hitters are lefties.
Like Fletch.
And it is a 91 miles per hour, and it is a ball. 2-1. Seager ahead of the count. Bellinger on deck. And he swings, and I think it's an out.
Yep.
One out, hit the shortstop.
Now
Cody Bellinger. There are a lot of lefties on the Dodgers. Cody Bellinger is also a lefty. And so is Ty Black.
Cody Bellinger.
One ball and zero strikes.
I mean, it was a good idea for a
show. Ty Blatch has had 5 hits. Cody Bellinger fouls.
Cody Bellinger needs just one more home run to be the only third player in Major League history to at least hit 40 home runs in his age, 21 or younger season.
Here goes the pitch. Strike. Count is now 1-2.
He has to get contact with something. I don't think he'll hit his home run that he needs in this at bat.
Here's the pitch. And it is popped up. Could be a foul. It's a catch. Nice play. Raging to his right in the left-hand corner.
Very good catch by Mac Williamson.
That's now up Curtis Granderson with 2 outs, so hopefully he can get a hit for the Dodgers right now. And then that will bring up Logan Forsythe, who is on deck.
Granderson has hit 25 home runs. He's batting .209 and has 63 RBIs. He's 1-for-2 in this game.
It is a ball. 1-0. 1-0.
Inside.
2-0.
Granderson is one of those players that can just beat you.
Yeah. Ty Blatch has not pitched in a while. Now the count is 2-1.
Looks like somebody in a coach or something in the Giants dugout just tried to snag that Granderson a foul ball. He literally is just leaning up against the railing and just put his hands out for it.
Ty Blatch has his last win was in actually July versus the Cubs. And inning is over. So let's take a break. We'll see you in a sec. Dodgers is still winning. 3-0.
top of the sixth at Dodger Stadium today. The score is 3-0, Dodgers leading over the Giants with Gorky Hernandez up to the plate. Steve Kershaw can strike out another batter.
Gorky is batting first at the top of the lineup. His average is .256, and he's looking for his first home run. Surprised that they put him first, even though he has no home runs, but I guess it's all about just the average, how many hits you get. First pitch is a strike. Trying to bunt it, but he misses it. Kershaw is looking very locked in today. Gorkys is playing center field today. Ooh, that one hit the grass. The grass in front of home plate. Yeah, he almost hit that. How nasty Clayton Kershaw is. Kershaw has had 40 games against the Giants. Or in 40 games against the Giants, he has gone 29-21. He's trying for two. He's going for two. But he got it. Stay at second. Stand up double.
He's been dealing with a sprained wrist. Left wrist. But he has started the last two nights and he's gone 4-7. So now he's 5-8 in the last. How hurt could his wrist have been if he's hitting so well? Because you need the wrist to really grip the bat and get a hold of the ball. So
probably not that bad.
Probably not. Still no outs in the inning, and there's a run in scoring position. So it looks like this could be the Giants' first run of the game.
Kershaw still looking for that shutout. Yeah. And there's a strike right there. Yes, Gorky's has started 76 out of 150 games. He has not homered since September 13th, 2016.
Wow.
Versus the Padres.
Wow, that's over a year ago.
Yeah, hitting count is 0-1.
A little bit
with
over.
With Kershaw still at the mound. And there's a foul ball down the third baseline. Count is 0-2. Kelby today is playing second base and has only one home run. They're playing like their really low home run hitters first. Kershaw only has 62 pitches on top of the sixth.
Not a lot.
Pretty good. Kershaw waiting on the mound. Kelby Thomason's actually last home run versus the Dodgers is actually off Kershaw. There's a chopper to bottom of the track.
And Corey Seager with a good throw.
He threw it to third base and they tagged him out at third base.
To get the lead runner out in the third. Very good play.
And now there's a double play, in or like they could turn two. So I think it was a really good play. So Seager just grounds that ball, throws it over to third.
Buster Posey up.
And Forsythe just tags him at third, and he's out.
Bad
base running decision. He should have waited to see if he was going to throw it to first.
Yeah, definitely.
So here we go.
Posey, dangerous. Ooh, that good pickoff move by Kershaw. Almost. Got Kelby Tomlinson. Buster Posey has had like an okay year, not as good as he can.
Not his best year, but he's been
only 12 home runs.
I think not his best year because the Giants aren't doing that good, and you know, you need your teammates to kind of fuel you up. And
there's a strike or a ball.
Not just you the whole time.
Count is 1-0.
Brandon Crawford is overall having a better year than Buster Posey.
Yeah.
Ooh. There's a big swinging strike. Count is 1-1. Good pitch by Kershaw. Buster Posey's career home run is 128 home runs. See if Kershaw can strike Posey out right here or make him ground out into a double play.
Buster Posey hasn't been doing it that good since the All-Star break. He has only hit two home runs since the All-Star break.
Ball. The count is 2-1. Good batter's count.
Kershaw's only thrown 66 pitches, which is pretty good. So he might go kind of maybe into like 7th or 8th.
Yeah.
Into this game. Because it doesn't look like we're going to need any bullpen.
Do you guys think that Kershaw's number is going to get retired?
Probably.
Hopefully. Yeah. Another strike. Has 2-2.
How are you not going to retire Kershaw?
Yeah.
As in, like, the Hall of Fame and stuff. There's going to be a big ceremony when he retires. I know it.
A little bullpen update. There is some movement in the Giants bullpen. Guys, like, warming up, stretching. But right now it looks like there's no one in the Dodgers bullpen, so they'll probably keep Kershaw for now.
See, no movement in the Dodgers bullpen. Kershaw only 67 pitches. And a pickoff move to first.
Yeah, my favorite player is Kershaw, so it's good to see no movement in the Dodger bullpen right now.
Mine's Puig, so it's kind of sad not seeing him play.
I'm glad Bellinger's playing because he really helps the team a lot. Like, they've been doing much better since they brought him up.
Count 2-2.
Very good decision.
And that ball.
That literally was pointed right at us, but just a little shot.
Wow. We're getting a lot of foul balls right now.
Looks like a little girl got that foul ball. Little girl just got that foul ball.
That's awesome. So cool.
I think literally her dad just saved her life. Literally the ball was right at her. And now she's getting high fives by all the fans near her.
Yeah, everyone cheered.
She's probably going to remember that, even though she's really young.
There's a lot of foul balls going pretty close to us.
Here's a good chance for Kershaw to strike Buster Posey out.
Oh, did he go?
No, he didn't.
No. He didn't go.
Full count now.
That was a very good pitch. Count is 3-2.
See the little girl just throw it back.
Buster Posey has been hitting .327 as a first baseman and .316 as a catcher. So he's definitely been doing better as a first baseman, which is funny because catcher is like his usual position.
See if Kershaw can strike him out.
3-2.
Oh,
batter to second.
Double play on Posey.
Double play.
Another double play from by the Dodgers today.
I think that's their third double play.
Yeah.
The score is 3-0 Dodgers. And let's take a break. We're going into the bottom of the fifth. Bottom of the sixth.
The Dodgers are leading 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Logan Forsythe is up. Logan Forsythe is up. He had a double in the second, and hopefully he can get another hit. Tyler Mark is pitching still. So, yesterday he was 0-3, so that's good that he at least got one hit today.
T.K. Hernandez is on deck, so he is pinch hitting for Chase Utley.
Chase Utley made a couple of mistakes in the last inning, so that's probably why they took him out.
Almost gets hit by that pitch. Ball one. Count is 1-0. So doing a little bit of a shift. Second baseman is playing right behind second base.
Yep.
Strike right down the middle.
They're just playing a little deep. The shortstop and second base, they're just playing a little
to the left.
To the left and like deep.
But third and first baseman, count is pretty much in the. They're still in the infield.
The shortstop and second, they're in the dirt and then part in the grass, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Coming back right back to Ty Black.
Wow, that was an amazing catch.
Ty Black caught that one. One out in the bottom of the sixth.
Now Utley is gone and came to Kike Hernandez.
Kike Hernandez up.
Down there really like
TK. Yeah, a lot of people cheer for him very loud.
That was loud, and I need to turn my mic down a little.
I like the way TK plays. See if he can hit a base hit.
Ty Flash Asher actually used to be in the Giants' usual rotation, but they took him out so that the pitchers wouldn't have too many rest days before they pitched another day.
There's some crazy Kike fans down there.
Yeah, it's 1-1 now with the out ball outside.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but...
Yeah, I can.
Go, Kike!
Hopefully Kike can get a hit. On deck is Yasmani
Grandin.
Good shot.
That was foul, but...
Very good hit. Crushed it.
But she literally just ripped every part of that ball. I wouldn't be surprised if there was like an imprint on the ball on where he hit that.
Yeah,
one and two.
Very hard.
I wonder what the speed off that ball was. There's a ball.
91 mile per hour pitch.
Count is 2-2.
Opponents are hitting 209 off Ty Blatch through the first 10 through the lineup.
That's a good hit.
3.6 the second time
through. Right to McLaughlin.
Last two innings, the Dodgers haven't been doing that good, so hopefully they can turn it around. Grandal can hit it around.
Grandal, he did. He is the one that hit that two-run homer. I think it was back in... What inning was it? Back
the
in
third?
The fourth. It was back in the fourth.
Okay.
He bottom of the fourth, it looks like.
Grandal.
He hit that two-run homer.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it was 409 feet. I said 425.
I said 440.
It was like right over the wall.
Count is 0-1 with that strike.
Dead center field. He hit that too.
1-1 now with a ball outside and low. See if Yasmani can hit another home run.
Yasmani has when he plays catcher, he has thrown out 15 base stealers this season.
Another ball inside. Count is 2-1.
Here we go.
Oh, and there is a foul ball.
I thought that would be another one.
Yes, Monty Grandal's home run was the Dodgers' 212th, breaking a record for franchise home runs in a season.
That was amazing.
See if you can get another one.
Ooh, almost hit by the pitch.
Inside. Count is 3-2. I'm still, that was a rocket by Kike Hernandez.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Pitch in the
inside.
Dirt.
Inside.
Wow.
In a walk.
Walk, he has Monty Grandola.
Now up is Jock Peterson.
Good job.
Two outs. So let's see if we can score here. Jock honestly kind of looks like he has a little limp. Karen has blue eye black. Jock needs to hit a home run right now.
He needs to get a hit because
only 11, Chalk? Come on. His average this season is 208, and his career average is 221.
Outside ball for ball one.
The jump was in triple A, I think, just for a little bit.
Yeah.
So that might have just kind of cut into his average and maybe some stats.
Kyle Forman was down there with him, too.
Yeah.
Clayton Kershaw up next, so that means he is still going to pitch. No movement in the bullpen at all. I actually see some guy walking around in the bullpen.
That's just him moving, I think. But
count is 1-1.
I don't know. There's people walking.
Yeah, there's people walking out of the bullpen. I think they might have some people warming up.
They're grabbing
it,
Yeah. He might hit. He's probably gonna hit though because he is in the on deck circle.
Yeah. I mean, they can always like kind of back out, I guess. But
there are some people stretching.
Yeah.
He's just stretching his arms, you know, warming up.
There are people throwing in the Giants dugout.
Mm-hmm.
An outside pitch for ball two.
I think in the Giants, I think there's just people stretching. I don't see any throwing movement or anything. But
Ty Blatch's last win was way back in July, so hasn't been doing that good. But
ooh, huge.
Got Peterson swinging.
Really big swing.
Count is 2-2. This is the first shot we've seen of movement in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Jock Peterson is looking for a hit. I think they'll just take Kershaw out to get him some rest since he's already got the win.
He's okay, but
ends the inning. Very good hit by Jock Peterson, though. Very good, third base. We'll take a break. The score is 3-0, Dodgers, and we are going into the top of the seventh.
Welcome back to the Junior Dodger broadcast. It's the top of the seventh inning. Clayton Kershaw's still on the mound, and the Dodgers are still in the lead 3-0. So here we go in starting off seven. Already there is a little bit more movement in the Dodgers bullpen. Nothing in the Giants, and Hunter Pence is leading off the inning for the Giants. Hunter Pence, he is hitting 255. 12 home runs and 64 RBIs. And yeah, here is.
And Kike Hernandez is at second base. They took Utley out. He made a couple mistakes.
First pitch, swung on, shot behind the plate, just foul. Count is 0-1.
Hunter Pence had an infield single.
There was just a glove that fell from the top deck. Second pitch, low in the dirt for ball one. So the count is now 1-1.
Hunter Pence has the fifth lowest OPS among the National League players at 685. And he has started 115 of the Giants' 155 games, all in right field.
Little pop up right into
single.
Like middle of center, but it is enough to drop, and so he is on first base with no out.
Again, Hunter Pence has been in the league for a while with 1,642 hits.
That's about as Nick Hunley.
Mm-hmm.
There's no out runner on first, and it looks like Bellinger and Pence, they're just talking a little bit up at first base.
Don't see very much movement in the Dodgers dugout, in the Dodgers bullpen anymore.
It has stopped, yeah. So here is the first pitch of the at bat for Nick Hunley. Little
foul ball.
Foul. And ooh, a pin barely drops in. It goes into the lower deck. For the count is now 0-1.
Nick Hunley did not play yesterday. Clayton Kershaw having today 74 pitches today. Only 18 balls thrown, though.
56 strikes.
The Giants have had actually more hits than the Dodgers. They have had 7 hits and Dodgers have 6 hits, but Dodgers are still winning 3-0. So the Giants haven't been able to drive
little
the runners into
foul.
Home.
Little chopper foul. The count moves to 0-2 now.
Kershaw's looking for another strikeout. Kershaw has had a lot of strikeouts this game.
Yep.
Doing very well.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. A little low. The game moves to 1-2.
Hunley, Pence was leading off a bit, but then he went back. On deck is Brandon Crawford. He is a very good hitter. Shortstop. Left-handed hitter.
So it looks like we're going to have a lefty-lefty matchup again.
Yep. There's lots of lefties in this game today.
There is.
Oh,
little shot right up the middle. Kike will
double play.
Kike will step on second base himself and throw it on to first base, and that is a double play. That is literally like the fourth or fifth double play of the game.
Great play from Kike.
Which will make it 2 outs.
That
Brandon Crawford is up the bat. That was a really good play. He just steps in second and just throws it right over to Bellinger at first, and there he goes, and that.
Brandon Crawford is a very good hitter. Hopefully he won't get a hit up this time.
Looks like the wave has started up.
Oh, yeah.
And stops right below us pretty much.
Oh, yeah, there's like those finger balloons going around.
Gloves, they play like gloves up. Pitch taken for a ball. That was a pretty risky take, but I mean,
was a bomb, so, yeah.
Razor Crawford's last home run was the 20th against the Rockies.
Here comes the wave. Again.
And it died.
Count is 1-1.
Brandon Crawford's home average is 256, and his road average is 246. So just
he's
10
bunting.
Oh, wow.
And as he was bunting, he fell over.
Never seen that before.
So the count is 1-2. He was bunting, and he was going forward and, like, literally fell forward.
Yeah. Never seen that before.
I guess he trips on himself. Let's see. Oh, yeah. His feels like to be his front
foot. That should be a strike.
His front foot kind of caught the back, caught his back little spike of his cleat, and he fell forward.
Brandon Crawford's career hits is 798, so almost to 800.
Kershaw has the pitch.
Pop up.
Pretty deep. Looks like warning, almost warning shot. Not really. And he pops up, flies out. The left fielder. And that'll be the third out. We're going to the bottom of the seventh here still. 3-0 Dodgers are still up. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Dodgers are on top. Kershaw is up to bat. Here's the first pitch. He's showing bunt, but holds back for ball one.
Never know with Kershaw, because the last time he hit, he bunted. He was showing bunt, but then he ended up swinging. So, never know.
Showing bunt again. Same pitch. I think, I don't know what they're doing. 2-0, my bad. 2-0, though, the count is. 2-0.
Ty Bratch is still up.
Ball pitch taken for a strike. Count is 2-1. After Kershaw is the top of the order, so we might get some insurance.
Yes.
And
he hit. Oh, and there's a hit for Kershaw.
He hit a single in the right field. Wow, that was cool.
Nice hit.
A 2-1 hit single for Clayton Kershaw. Really, really good hit.
Too bad he didn't get that hit when someone was on third.
Yeah. Up to bat is Chris Taylor. He's up to bat now. He's batting 289 on the season right now. He has 21 home runs and 69 RBIs. Kershaw is on first base right now. Here's the pitch. And it is
taken for a strike. I don't think that was a strike, though, but...
Kershaw, very good hitter for a pitcher.
Yeah, another really good... I think,
Last time I went to a game, Kershaw got a double.
Really?
So, yeah.
No, he did not go around and swing, so it's 1-1. Madison Bumgarner is also a really good hitter for a pitcher.
Yeah, he's really good, too. Not as good as Kershaw, just because he's a giant.
So here we go with third pitch of the bat to Chris Taylor, and he swings for strike two.
Chris Taylor has played a lot of positions. He's appeared at second base, third base, shortstop, center field, and left field. So they've been moving him around a lot, but now he mostly just plays outfield. Today, I'm pretty sure he's playing center field.
Very, very fast.
Yeah. On his career,
he hit it hit him.
He said it hit his shoulder, it looked like.
It hit his chest or something, but he did swing or something, it looked like. So it does move 1-2 the count. Let's hope he's okay.
Chris Taylor, Black. His average is .444 with 4 hits and 9 at bats and his 2 RBIs. Pretty good against him.
Here's 1-2 pitch.
Corey Seager on deck.
He hits it, but it's foul.
Chris Taylor's slugging average is very, very close to .500. His slugging average is .499, so one more than .500. I do not think he has any home runs in his career against Black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll change today.
Here's the 1-2, Taylor.
Oh, there's
he hits it off the end of his bat. Oh, and almost bobbles it.
Out at second in Kershaw. But Chris Taylor
Posey
still makes
throws
it.
Throws it to second. It gets the out at second, but does not get the out at first. So up is
at least it's not a double play.
Corey Seager gets the bat. And I think it's better that Kershaw is out because he's a pitcher and, you know, he's going to get tired. And yeah, so also on deck is Cody Bellinger, and I'm hoping to see a home run, see if he can get his 40th homer.
Yeah, that would be very good.
But up to bat is Corey Seager, so... Unless Corey Seager grounds it to a double play, Bellinger might have a chance. First pitch is a little inside or outside for ball one.
Corey Seager, a very good player. As we said earlier, he won Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Dodgers have had a lot of Rookie of the Years. Yep. Hopefully they can get Bellinger to be a Rookie of the Year this year, too.
It'll throw back
It'll be
first.
Between him and Aaron Judge, yeah.
I don't know, maybe.
Hopefully it's Bellinger.
Judge did win the Home Run Derby.
Mm-hmm. So that gives him a little...
And he did
advantage.
Hit a 513-foot bomb. So...
Yeah.
Ooh. Little outside taking a strike, but the count moves to 1-1, it looks like right now.
Corey Seager is a very good fielder, too. Corey Seager is .321 against lefties and ranks 11th in national.
Stops up. Both the short and the left fielder running in, and the left fielder will make the catch. So
two outs with Bellinger up.
Bellinger's up with two outs.
He had his first two career home runs on April 29th.
And there's a lefty-lefty matchup right now. So here we go. First pitch taken for a strike. There's this one pitch. It's just outside. It looks a little bit low, but they keep calling it a strike. So I guess pitchers capitalize.
Two outs. And Cody Bellinger is very good hitting with two outs. Oh,
he pops it up to short. Short is calling the third baseman off, and
it's
a catch to the third out.
going into the top of the eighth inning here. Dodgers are still on top, 3-0. We'll take a break and see you in the end.
Back in the eighth inning with Kershaw still on the mound. Up to bat, we have Pablo Sandoval. And Dodgers are still winning 3-0. Top of the eighth. Kershaw goes for the pitch. And it is popped up foul. 0-1. Some guy in the stands almost caught it and he dropped it. Kershaw has 4 strikeouts in this game today. See if he can make that 5 right here.
Yep.
Kershaw goes for the pitch.
Oh,
he swings. 0-2. Pitch was 92 miles an hour. Pablo did a really big swing.
And
Pablo Sandoval is actually a switch hitter. So right now he's batting righty.
You don't see very many of those.
Yep. Kershaw goes for the pitch. And it is a strikeout.
5
strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
That was a good strikeout. He got him looking.
Dodgers are looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Now Mac Williamson. He has 5 RBIs, 2 home runs, and is batting .203. Not the best. The Dodgers this year are looking for their first championship
in their 1988.
And a pop-up, and Chris Taylor's going for it. Is it a home run? And it's a home run for Mac Williamson. His third home run of the season.
Everybody's joining.
Dodgers are not still winning, but 3-1.
Oh, and the fan is just throwing the ball back. And that is their first run of the game, but the fan throws the ball back.
That is one of our keys of the game, for swinging for the fences, because Kershaw has given up a career of 21, now 22 home runs.
Wow.
Let's get him out. This is a pinch hitter, Fernando Felisque.
You just throw it back.
There's going to be a new pitcher next inning.
Yeah.
Then they'll strike one.
Big swinging strike.
The Giants will have 3 different pitchers so far in the eighth inning.
Kershaw goes for the pitch. And it is an 89 miles per hour a ball. 1-1. The Dodgers have to win this because if they don't and the Indians win, the Indians have tied the Dodgers. Oh, nice play. Nice, great catch. And they got him out. Two outs. Forsythe dives to make the stop. Great catch by Logan Forsythe.
And it looks like there is a pitcher starting to get warm in the bullpen
for the Dodgers, yeah.
So, I don't know.
Clayton Kershaw has pitched in this situation, Kenley Jansen would be a key factor to bring in. In the bullpen is right-handed pitcher Brandon Mora, number 17. Kershaw has only 88 pitches. Pretty good. Here's the pitch.
Oh.
And I think strike.
Big hanging curve.
0-1. Only 73 miles per hour.
Big hanging curve for strike.
Yeah. Here's the pitch.
Oh,
dropped his bat. Almost hits Kershaw, but Kershaw jumped over it. Everybody, crowds are booing because they think he did that intentionally or something. I don't know. Kershaw returns the bat.
Wow.
Gives it to Grandal. Grandal gives it to the hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Great reflexes.
As a pitcher, you have to have good reflexes, but it looks like warming up is number 59. Kate Crick is a right-handed pitcher
for the Giants. Yep.
That was crazy.
I mean, Giants and the Dodgers are a big rivalry, so
yeah.
It could have been on purpose.
I doubt it, though.
And it is 1-2.
That was like
a ball, 90 miles per hour.
It looks like a perfect strike to me.
Yeah. Hard to argue with umpire, though. Here, Kershaw hits. It is a ball, 2-2. Kershaw is looking for his last out of the inning. On deck is Kobe Tomlinson, number 37. And it's a strikeout. Winning 3-0.
is up, and the new picture, and there's a new pitcher for the Giants.
Kershaw went pretty much eight innings without only allowing one run, which is amazing. He also got his 200th career strikeout, which is 200th strikeout this season, which is a cool to witness. I was here for it, and it was pretty cool. His Dodger dugout, they are congratulating him on that.
And that was a strike, 0-1. And our new pitcher is Kyle Crook. And then now it is 1-1 for Chris Granderson. And it is fouled off 1-2. 20 of 25 of Curtis Granderson's home runs have come on the road. Interesting. Actually, it's like the opposite. He is batting .298 with runners in scoring position and two outs. Here comes the pitch, and it looks low. It's a ball. 2-2. Forsythe is on deck. Here comes the pitch, and it is fouled. Still 2-2. On August 22nd at Pittsburgh, Curtis Granderson became the 36th player in MLB history with 300 home runs and 150 stolen bases in his career. Here comes the pitch, and it is low. Full count, 3-2. That pitch was 82 miles per hour for Kyle Crook. Right now it was righty against lefty. Usually it's lefty against lefty. There's many lefties in this game.
Full count.
Seven pitches for Kyle. Here comes the pitch, and Granderson swings. Oh, he might be there. Oh, not in time. One out. Up to bat, Logan Forsythe.
Posey bobbled the ball a little bit. It was down to him and hit him in, like, the stomach or something, and then down to the ground. But Posey was able to flip it in time to first to get the out.
Posey is a very good first baseman as well as a catcher. Here comes the pitch, and it is a strike. 0-1. Today, Logan Forsythe is batting fifth. Five home runs and 32 RBIs. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. 0-2. Hopefully you can get back ahead of the count. Andre Easy is on deck. Ooh. So they are taking Kike Hernandez off and putting it on Andre Easy.
Okay.
Here comes the pitch, and it looks like a ball. Oh, 1-2. Here's the pitch, and Logan Forsythe swings, and it's a foul ball. Now 1-2.
Andre Ethier was recently brought back up from AAA. You can see some people warming up in the bullpen for the Dodgers, so it doesn't look like Kershaw is going to stick. Looks like Brandon Morrow in there. Yeah. Forsythe fouls again. Still 1-2. One out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Hopefully the Dodgers can keep this win or keep this lead.
So that they're up by two because they can let one insurance run in or let the Giants, if it happens, if the Giants happen to score a run, they're still up by one and there's really no pressure hopefully going into the ninth in the ninth for them. So.
Yeah. And Kenley Jansen might be able to pitch.
Who knows who's pitching? Who's warming up in those then?
Warming up is Brandon Moore.
Ooh,
very hard hit. Foul. Forsythe has had about like 3,000 in a row. 2-2 still.
Good.
We need those fouls to straighten out.
It's been a good at bat. Who's going to win the battle?
Here comes the wave. Here's the pitch, and he swings, and it's a pop-up. And it is caught by Gorky Hernandez. Now up is Andre Ethier. Andre Ethier, very good hitter. I think last time he was at, or last game he was at, he got a home run.
He did. Number
calling to the bullpen.
Number 32.
Steven Oakhart. Here comes Steven Oakhart. He is Oakhart. He is a left-handed pitcher.
We're
going to take a quick break.
Base with two outs, maybe, because Yasmani Grandal is on deck, so
Yasmani is going to bat right-handed this time.
Yep.
See the switch hitter. Along with Pablo Sandoval on the Giants. The count is 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And Kyle Farmer swings on its caught. Line drive catch. Inning is over. Dodgers are still winning 3-0 when we go into the bottom, the top of the ninth. We'll take a break now. Looking for a Dodger win today.
Now, Span, this is his first plate appearance in this game. On deck is Buster Posey.
First pitch comes. It is a strike. From outside edge. Dinard Span's last home run off the Dodgers was off Kenta Maeda, and it was on September 11th this year.
So not too long ago.
Hitty fouls it off. He has hit a career high of 12 home runs this season.
0-2.
98-mile-an-hour fastball. Hopefully, Brandon Morrow can keep this lead. Three up. We got it.
0-2.
Count is 0-2. Brandon Morrow has only pitched two pitches, and they were both strikes. Brandon Morrow's ERA versus the Giants is 1.42.
And pitch,
and it is strike three. Nice. Two more outs, and the game is over.
There's one down.
They're down to the last two outs. Gotta be careful with Buster Posey.
Buster Posey. Looks like Denard Spin was talking to the umpire a bit after that strikeout.
Hunter Pence on deck. Two very dangerous hitters up.
Guess he didn't agree with that call.
Brandon Morrow's ERA this season is 2.45. And he hasn't given any...
Oh, there's a grounded third run off.
And he is out at first.
And the Giants are down to the last out of the game. Let's see if
they can keep
Harpin
win.
Better get on base.
Let's see if he can keep this game alive.
Brandon Morrow hasn't given up any home runs against the Giants in his whole career, so hopefully that stays.
Two outs, top of the ninth, San Francisco 1, the Dodgers 3. See if we can get these.
Down to the last out, and it looks like most of the fans are leaving.
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving. And for pitch, for a strike.
Two more strikes on their
cheering. Feet. One more strike. They're down to the last out. Here goes Brandon Morrow to pitch.
And